Thank you, and welcome everyone. Glad you tuned in on your local radio station for another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you, and reminding you about Tri-State Livestock News, offering you all this and more: markets, breeding, agriculture, anything you need in the agriculture industry. They're going to talk about it in the Tri-State Livestock News. Your morning routine just got a whole lot richer. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Gather up the Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read. And Kim, what are you going to share today on The Good Stuff?
New Year's resolutions.
Again? We're still doing those?
Yeah, this is a poem by Rodney Nelson. He hails from Almont, North Dakota. The new year is upon us, and when we reach that date, we'll make some resolutions as we'll have a clean, fresh slate. I for sure will make some changes as the fateful time grows near. My intentions, deadly serious, will sure improve next year. I'll exercise religiously. Oh, how good that sounds. I'll improve my looks, get stronger as I peel off extra pounds. Record keeping will get easier. That's an easy guess. Daily entries I'll be making will save me lots of stress. I'll never get behind next year. I'll never show up late. I'll never ever once complain about those jobs I hate. Each Sunday you will see me sliding early in my pew. I'll for sure submit my columns on the date that they are due. I won't forget a birthday. I'll visit all good friends. And for those folks I've offended, I'll darn sure make amends. Gonna practice on my fiddle 20 minutes every day. Every tune I'll be performing will get sweeter as I play. I won't aggravate the missus. Just you wait and see. We'll never fight or argue. We'll live in perfect harmony. I won't take any chances, so for sure I won't get hurt. For once there'll be no horses that will sling me in the dirt. I'll fix all my machinery. I'll do my field work right. I'll teach my dogs obedience, and I'll keep my fences tight. I'll never once eat tuna. I assure you that's no joke. I'll swear off pop and candy, and I'll never chew or smoke. I may be optimistic as my list is pretty deep, but with all these resolutions, there should be some I'll keep.
Okay.
Rodney Nelson.
Well, I know a lot of you folks had some New Year's Eve parties. Now, this is a little article that came out of a magazine, and it's called A Few Quick Questions. If you had one of the world's foremost doctors cornered at a party, what would you ask him? So these are some
they
of the questions.
They don't like that, you know.
Yeah, I know they don't. But number one, is there any truth about the 5-second rule about dropped food? Most food you drop is still perfectly edible. If it was on in your eyesight the whole time, you can pick it up and still eat it.
Oh, very good. I like that.
Number two, I get these emails about colon cleansing. Is it a good idea? You'll get rid of more crap by deleting the emails. The intestines themselves empty out completely if you eat a high-fiber diet. What's the best headache treatment other than painkillers? Take two fingers and press firmly on the bridge of your nose, right beneath the brow line, for a few minutes. There's an acupuncture point right there.
Oh, very good.
Good to know.
Yeah.
And how much coffee is too much? Well, the answer, you get the health benefits of coffee up through about the first 24 ounces. It's the biggest source of antioxidants for Americans, and we think it helps prevent Alzheimer's and Parkinson's as well. So, something
good
about
coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the healthiest fruit? You want to take a guess at that?
Kiwi.
Blueberries.
Blueberries.
Simply blueberries. Yeah.
So, very interesting.
This one says, I drink one scotch a night, good or bad. In that amount, any alcohol, including scotch, has a health benefit.
Really?
Yeah. Says right there. Huh. And if I exercise for an hour every Saturday, is that as good as 20 minutes three times a week? You can guess what the answer
is.
Yeah. The answer is it better to brush your teeth every day or for a long time on Sundays only?
Very good point. Touche, so, I believe the term would be.
I don't know. Are those some of the things you would ask a doctor if you got them cornered and they weren't trying to get out of it real quick?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Anyway.
That's kind of hard. This is titled, If You Grew Up in South Dakota, but I think it works for everybody who happens to be listening right now, where you live. If you grew up in South Dakota, you spent more on beer and liquor than you did on food at your wedding. You or someone you know was a rodeo queen.
Yeah.
Okay. If you grew up in South Dakota, you know that combine is a noun.
That's true.
That's right. You let your older siblings talk you into putting your tongue on a steel post in the middle of winter.
Happens to everybody, right?
Yep.
Thanks for sharing those, Kim. And we want to thank everybody for tuning in to The Good Stuff.